As we heard on Wednesday, thousands of 8th graders and 5th graders in Baltimore City found out last week whether they got into the high school they hoped to attend or whether they're going somewhere else in the next school year. Today, WYPR's Donna McCone looks at how school choice is working for families in more disadvantaged neighborhoods.
Renaissance Academy, a high school of just over 300 students, occupies an old brick building in West Baltimore's Upton neighborhood. It's a community school, where students and their families can tap into everything from a food pantry to college course offerings to free hygiene products. It was also in the headlines last fall when one student was found with a loaded gun, and later a student stabbed another. Kiara Clark, who is about to graduate, says at first she wasn't planning to come here after 8th grade.
If I sit around people that I know all day, I get distracted. So I thought going to a different school, you know, would have changed me for real, and I chose Civitas. But when I found out that they was getting shut down, I was like, all right, I don't like catching buses and all that.
So she decided on Renaissance, which is close to where her younger brother goes to school, and her mother, who doesn't have a car.
I got real bad asthma and stuff, so if something was to go on with me, my mother would have to catch several buses to get to her school just to get me. She could just walk around the corner. That's easier for me and my family.
While Kiara plans to eventually go to college, many Renaissance students come from violent neighborhoods or have had their own run-ins with the law. They may not be thinking about what they'll be doing after graduation. And for middle schoolers, high school academics or vocational offerings may not be as important as something like transportation or school discipline.
The poor families that I've spent time with rarely engage in a calculated, premeditated school choice process.
Stephanie DeLuca is a professor of sociology at Johns Hopkins University, who studies the way neighborhoods and families affect young people. She says most parents want what's best for their children, but not all of them have the same information when it comes to choosing a high school.
And when you have these families and children who have been exposed exclusively to high poverty, high crime neighborhoods and underperforming schools, the metrics and, you know, trade-offs and the things you look for to make sure your children are safe and, you know, in a place that's a good fit for them are really different in many ways.
For Bernard, a 9th grader at Renaissance, who walks to school because of a near stabbing by another student while riding the bus.
A good school is like a school like no fightings, no kids getting hurt or killed or anything. Just a quiet, placeful school, like just to learn and to try to get good grades in and stuff.
I always tell the kids, you live in the neighborhood, but you want to leave and go out and experience what's in the world.
Ms. Pamela Perkins is a high school choice liaison and guidance counselor at Booker T. Washington, which shares the same building as Renaissance. She says a big chunk of her students move a lot or stay with relatives, which makes it hard to decide on high schools and know whether schools will be easy to get to.
Most kids don't even think about that next step.
And of her students who are late or have responsibilities outside of school.
And I say there's no one at home for them to really talk about high school and say, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do.
She says she often plays an important role in her students' choices, but the school system can only do so much. Ms. Perkins splits her time with another school, so she's limited in how often she can meet with students. Still, many make heroic efforts to get into selective or specialized schools. Plus, there are strong schools in both low and high-income neighborhoods in the city. Several were quick to point out that what often makes a school successful is active involvement and cooperation from parents, police, and students. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find the first part of this series online, WYPR.org.